It is the season for storytelling and learning from Native culture and elders' wisdom passed on from one generation to the next. We explore the significance of these stories with a member of the Lac des Flambeaux tribe on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. But first, let's check in on our winter member drive that is in full swing. I'm here with Rob Ferret, and we're here to say you rely on the Ideas Network for these informative, interesting discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like The Morning Show going strong.
Listener support is the largest source of funding for Wisconsin public radio programs. That's why your gift of any amount right now makes an important difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How about today? Be one of the 300 people to help secure an additional $20,000 for WPR. So a group of generous members have created this challenge to inspire your support of the programs you and the entire community rely on.
Your participation is a big deal. You bring WPR one step closer to meeting this challenge. Give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In the last segment, we have been talking about government leaks, about classified information, and the future of whistleblowing in the world we live in. We had Chelsea Manning, and you never know, you just never know who will show up on The Morning Show, who you will get to talk to. These are the kinds of fascinating conversations that you have come to expect and count on from The Morning Show.
Wisconsin Public Radio is listener supported. That means that your donation makes these many topics and guests you tune in for every day possible. Choose the amount that works for you, then make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Super easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are part of your routine, like a cup of coffee, like a favorite sugary snack, Rob.
Why do you say my name like that? Yeah. No, I'm a fan.
Because you share them with me sometimes.
I do.
So
it's
nice.
Been a while, though.
I know.
Consider the news, information, inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. Maybe that dollar a day, $30 a month, is just the right donation for you. Sign up right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs that you enjoy every day.
I'm Bill from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too. I think it's important because things are said and done on the radio that are important, that need to be said, that we don't get on any other radio station. I listen to it all the time. It's on the car, it's on the radio in the morning when we get up, and it's on all day practically, and it's just the way we live. I know that the money is going to be well used. It's a valuable service, and I just feel good about it.
That's right. Give at WPR.org. Feel good about it. 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. Listener support. It is the biggest chunk of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And it's why your support during this winter member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
You support the things that make your life more meaningful. Wisconsin Public Radio is one of those things. Here you get info about events in our region and around the world, plus you get music and humor and storytelling.
Storytelling that we're about to talk about. You'll want a lot of news and information all throughout your days, and your support now makes that possible. Make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 with your gift of the amount that's right for you.
And this member challenge today is still in effect. This is a special deal. What happens when 300 people make a gift for WPR? Current Wisconsin Public Radio members are going to kick in an extra $20,000. So we've got the day to do this, but we need to get off to a fantastic start right now.
We need to chip away at it right now. So ask for your 2022 WPR mug. How about when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You count on us for great conversations each and every day. We count on you to help pay for it. Make your very important gift right now. It takes just a few minutes of your morning. Give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thanks so much for your support.
Now to First Nations, where storytelling is a sacred art form, wisdom passed on from elders to young people. And here in the winter season, where the natural world's dormancy and darkness lends more space to storytelling, how has Native American culture and storytelling enriched your life? For me, I know it was experiencing my very first powwow in the late 1970s and just feeling it through my eyes and ears. Join in. Your experience is welcome. 800-642-1234. Greg Biskakwane Johnson is an artist, teacher, and member of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. Greg, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Bonjour. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. What does the winter season hold for you? How does it lend itself to storytelling?
Well, we go back generations. And so you look at the climate. And so our climate allows us to be closer together. We have this winter month we call, in Ojibwe, we call it Beboon. Now, Beboon is the season where everything's covered up by snow. And it's time we slow down, we spend more time with our families and our loved ones. And it's a time for passing on knowledge and storytelling. And so that's one of the ways that our people have done that for since the beginning of existence.
What advice do you have for parents, for grandparents, of getting children to sit still and to listen to oral storytelling and really think about the story and be reflective?
You know, one of the good things about storytelling is, you know, you're sharing your past and your history, and who are we without our past? What we need to do is we need to learn these stories, we need to learn this history, and that gives you a better in-depth look at who you really are and where you come from. A lot of our elders and a lot of our people have these stories of our past, and even our grandparents and great-grandparents, and so a lot of that knowledge is being maybe extinguished a little bit because of the internet, a lot of the oral history and the oral knowledge that our families carry. And there's still some families that are hanging on to that. But my advice is, if you want to pass something on, you know, you have to get, especially if you want to get some of the younger generations in on some of the knowledge and history and storytelling, what you have to do is, I have a trick. We usually use a little bit of food. Food brings everybody together. So once you have that food and maybe a fire, you know, you have enough to get anybody's attention. So
some stories are difficult to hear about family members affected by the opioid crisis, battling addiction, perhaps very sick from COVID. How do you convey difficult stories, ones where loved ones are really hurting?
Well, in the past, you know, my grandmother, she was born around 1912. Her name was Helen, and she went through the Depression. And so I think about her often when, you know, this whole pandemic started. And I know that everything will be okay because she had the tools to make it through. And, you know, and a lot of the people that were alive in those days, that I see photos of in books and historical documents, she knew those people. So I'm only one person away from a lot of what she experienced. And so often if I'm faced with like a difficult task, or maybe, you know, I have something about that I want to experience with food preservation, whatever, I think about her stories. And that's kind of where I draw what I know from, is from listening to her all those years growing up. And like I said, you know, we're only one person away from something that happened very similar in the early 1900s.
How do you think the pandemic is affecting what stories are being told right now?
I think it's actually kind of like a blessing in disguise, because people are spending time together now. And, you know, people realize that these stories have important cultural significance. They show us how to slow down and how to take care of ourselves, and especially take care of one another. We've been doing these storytelling, weekly storytelling thing through the Wisconsin State Historical Society, and it's been online. And I believe at last count, they said there was 2,500 listeners at one point. And so every Tuesday evening, they hosted those for the past 4 weeks. And a lot of people are gaining interest in storytelling and the, you know, being home and being isolated. And it's a really interesting time, you know, but it takes, I guess it takes a pandemic to, you know, kind of get back to the way things were a long time ago. You know?
We're talking with Greg Biscacquinay-Johnson, artist, teacher, member of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa Indians, discussing the significance of storytelling. And you can join in. What role do stories, do arts, do crafts play in your life? And you can tell us about them and what they have done as you pass them on to the next generation. 800-642-1234. You've described seeing this resurgence in cultural exchange, especially early in the pandemic when everyone was so online, and seeing it more as a renaissance within Ojibwe artists by pivoting online. How did you make that transition? What do you see there?
Okay, well, before the pandemic had taken its foothold on everybody, I was already in the middle of offering these online classes where I teach craft making, you know, and you know, up here in the northern Wisconsin, we're no stranger to a long cold winter, and so that's kind of why I started what I started. I made these kits, I made moccasin making kits, and then I would ship them out to people, and then we'd get online and do them together. Well, this is prior to the pandemic, and so when the pandemic hit, I was already a few steps ahead of everybody. And so I continued to do this on a bigger scale. And we helped a lot of people through their depression, their anxiety, and the long winter, you know. And these are the tools that our ancestors gave us, you know. This isn't something that I came up with. This is actually something that our people have always done. But now we have the modern technology, you know. We have our computers, and we have our webcams, and we have our phones and our tablets that are allowing us to connect like we never did before.
Can you walk us through some of the steps of making these Ojibwe moccasins?
Absolutely. So last week I was up in Grand Marais, Minnesota. I was hired to come up and teach these Bibuni moccasins, which we call winter moccasins. And well, first you have to be a really good hunter if you want to tan a hide and make crafts. So we get the deer. We divvy up the meat with our hunting partners, and we tan the hides up traditionally, which requires smoke and the actual brain of the animal. And once you have that, then you you get your foot tracing of maybe a loved one. You get some cardstock and you trace their foot. And there's a certain type of pattern that you cut out of that cardstock. Then you put it on leather and trace that out. And then you make your vamp, which is your cuff, and your tongue. Your tongue and your cuff, and you bead those up. You might want to use velvet or wool, depending on, you know, who you're making them for. Wool lasts a little longer, and wool's more of a traditional kind of a pick since the 1700s in our tribe. And so what we'll do is we'll cut those out, and we'll bead florals and flowers and animals and all these beautiful things that are important to the person we're making them for.
That sounds so beautiful. And you sew, and then you sew them together. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we sew them together, and then everything's sewn together inside out. And once we turn it inside, we reveal our work and how beautiful it is. And you know, it's a labor of love. When you make something like this for somebody else, it's a labor of love. And you know, you put your time into something and you make it, it's handmade, and that's a part of your life. And actually what you're giving isn't just a pair of moccasins, it's a part of your life, and that's what we look at.
Are you wearing a pair right now?
No, but I have my daughter's pair sitting in front of me right now. So
what is the design on it, may I ask? What is on
it? She has this I beaded her her name in the back. Her name is Wasanode, which actually translates to Northern Lights in our Ojibwe language. And I made these for her when she was probably about 5 years old. And so they're small. They have a little pink flower on them with a yellow center, and they have her name beaded in a very really nice scripty font. And so they're made with black velvet and very old antique pink and yellow beads.
She's gonna cherish those forever.
Yeah, she loves them. We hang them up in our house, and we have them on display, and it reminds us of when our babies were young and wonderful and sweet.
What would your grandmother tell us about this pandemic? Your grandmother, who is, you know, just a generation away, what would she tell us?
I believe she would have told us to, you know, hang in there, you know, rely on the skills of our people, because she preserved all her food. She riced, she trapped, she did a lot of those things that, you know, that people are trying to search for today. Self-sufficiency, she had a big garden. She grew her own foods, you know, and she'd say, just continue to do that. Once you do that, it's like printing money, you know, you're going to be okay. Mm. Those are the free gifts of life. Those are living off the land. She could make something from nothing, and that's kind of what we're getting back to. And I think this is giving us a reality check. Everybody here, you know, we all are experiencing a form of resurgence in our own lineage. A lot of people are, you know.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure.
Greg Biscaquene Johnson is an artist, a teacher, and a member of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. Hope you can stick around next hour when we make sense of the economy with NPR's Planet Money. And then later in the hour, Governor Evers stops by here on The Morning Show. Lots in store. First, let's turn our attention to the WPR Winter Member Drive that is moving right along. I'm here with Rob Ferret, and your support is an essential piece of the funding for all the programs you enjoy on WPR. And in fact, it's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for WPR programs. And this drive is your time to take action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is a big day in this drive. You can make an even greater impact with your gift right now when you and 299 of your fellow listeners make a gift for the programs you count on. You'll help secure $20,000 for Wisconsin Public Radio. That's coming from a group of generous members.
That's right. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform you, that inspire you, and the entire state of Wisconsin.
Do it now. Be one of the 300 people to meet this challenge. We're already 15 into that challenge. You can get us another step on the way. It all starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've been just talking about the presence of Native American storytelling, the power of stories and how they move us and what they mean to us, with a member of the Lac des Flambeaux tribe. You know, just reflecting on the world around us, deeper meaning. That's what we do here on The Morning Show. These are the kinds of conversations you can count on from The Morning Show.
These are some of my favorite moments on The Morning Show, the Larry Mueller Show on Central Time, where we get to meet people from all over Wisconsin, all different backgrounds, walks of life, telling us about the interesting things that make Wisconsin a special place. Mm. You appreciate that, I think. That's why you listen. Well, listen to this. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener supported. That means that when you give, you make those conversations possible. You could do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Choose an amount that works for you. Make your gift. And WPR pairs well with a morning cup of coffee or an afternoon tea like Rob and I have. And this member drive, enjoy your favorite hot beverage and show off your support for your favorite public radio station. Ask for the 2022 WPR mug when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Now let's admit it, sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I spent money at a silent auction thinking I wouldn't win, and I did, and I won art that was honestly a little creepy.
From creepy art to lemon cars, we've all made questionable decisions about how we spend our money. So it might be time to make a few smart ones. You can start by supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR. So make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret, and it's your support during this winter member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible each day. So your gift that you set at $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Today, be one of the 300 people to help secure an additional $20,000 from WPR. That's coming from this group of generous members of Wisconsin Public Radio. They're already members. They're already giving. They know how good it feels. And they want you to know how good it feels to support the programs you and your entire community count on.
And your participation is vital. You bring WPR one step closer to meeting this challenge. So give now. Get in on the challenge. Any amount makes a difference right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our world can feel like it's getting more complex all the time. You count on Wisconsin Public Radio to turn complicated issues and the news of the day into understandable language so you know how these things are going to affect you.
So for you to get programs that are relevant to your life, to your world, we rely on your financial support, your giving, and it is the largest source of our funding. And that's why we ask that if you've never given before, make that first ever contribution now. Say $10, $20 a month during this winter member drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today's member challenge is still in effect. When 300 people make a gift for Wisconsin Public Radio today, we'll get $20,000 extra dollars from generous members. That's going to support the WPR programs that keep you informed and inspired.
And if you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by, say, $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose to up it, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Grab the new mug this drive. Enjoy your favorite hot beverage in the 2022 WPR mug. Give $10 a month or more and ask for it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shout out to Peter in Argyle, says, I always love something great on WPR. Peter, thank you so much. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org. And thank you so much for your support.